Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
On Thursday afternoon, I was not surprised to hear yet another knock at the front door of our house. And when I opened the door and Omar was at the door, and I just asked him, I just shouted at him, "Where have you come from?" And he says, "I've come to bury our son, Tim." And then we just fell on each other and embraced on each other. And I just asked him, "How in the world did you get here? And for 5 days, this Muslim man, this brother who had saved my life countless times, had walked from Mogadishu, Somalia, to Nairobi, Kenya. He had walked through clan fighting. If he had been caught, he would have been killed. He worked his way through minefields. He rode camels when he could. He got in the back of a goat truck. That's why he smelled the way he did. And here is this Muslim friend of ours had come 5 days walking all the way from Mogadishu to bury our son Tim. And just our African family standing for another amount of hours at Tim's grave, even as a lot of the Westerners began to make their way out. And just reports coming in. We had Buddhists, we had Hindus, we had Muslims come to Tim's funeral that we had never met as a family that said, "Tim befriended our son," or "Tim befriended our daughter," or "Tim brought us a present," and the witness that Tim had in that community. And so we got a little plane, a cot plane, so that Omar could fly back to Mogadishu. We didn't want him to have to walk all the way back. And a month later, maybe almost 2 months later, we're having to go to America and everything's finished. And so I have to go back into Somalia one more time to say goodbye to my staff, to our staff. And we're down to about the six core people that we started with. And they found a small room like this to meet in. They sent armed guards. I mean, it was just very dangerous to bring me from the plane to get me to this place. They tried to do it when the daylight was fading. And so the next day, I meet with our staff in Somalia for the last time. Anybody that was a believer there had gone from 150 believers to 4 left alive. Anything that was Christian from the outside is gone. And I thanked our staff, it's culturally appropriate, for sending Omar to Nairobi for Tim's funeral. And then Omar stood up and told about his trip from Mogadishu to Kenya, and indeed he put his life at risk many, many times. And when he finished, you know, everything that he had said was very culturally appropriate. I was with Dr. Nick and Aunt Ruth, and I stayed with the family, and I sat between them at the funeral, and he gave them every, he could recall, oral communicator, he could recall the words that Ruth's brother said at Tim's funeral. He could recall the words of the song that Shane sang. He could recall the prayers. I mean, he, photogenic memory, and he's telling them the whole funeral. And he said to the rest of our Muslim staff, he said, you know that Dr. Nick and Aunt Ruth and the family, they were crying over the death of Tim. But they knew. Everybody in that crowd knew. All of those Christians knew that even though Tim was dead, that he was with his Jesus in heaven. And I'm thinking, oh, Omar, be careful. But Omar was not careful. And he looked at the rest of the staff and he says, why is it that these Christians keep their Jesus to themselves? Why is it that only these Jesus people know that when they die, They get to go straight to the paradise. And we Muslims don't know. We can never know until we die where we're going. Why do the Christians know? And why are they keeping their Jesus to themselves? And I thought in my soul, oh, Omar, the last thing I'm going to witness in Somalia is the staff beating you near to death. And yet, in silence, that did not happen. The whole staff turned as if they were puppets on a string, and they looked at me and said, "Why have you Christians kept Jesus to yourself? Why do you get to know that you get to go to paradise and we don't?" And I left Mogadishu. That was 1997. And now, what is it, 14 years later, we haven't been able to go back. And even today, I think many times as I go to bed and as I pray for Somalis and pray for those I love there, pray for the Muslim that walked 5 days to our son's funeral, I just cry out to God, "Oh God, how long will we keep Jesus to ourselves?"
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.